AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The suspect in last week's murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO struggled and shouted as he was led into a Pennsylvania courthouse today. Luigi Mangione's fighting extradition to New York. Michael Sisick has more on the evidence against him.
Police say they found a ghost gun, an untraceable, make it at home kind of weapon, along with a suppressor or silencer, and writings that they say tie him potentially to this crime. Among the things he said were that there were parasites and that they had this coming to them, which investigators believe was a reference to the healthcare industry and potentially UnitedHealthcare specifically. In those writings, according to a law enforcement official, Mangione also said he did this alone. He said he wanted to save investigators the time and trouble of finding potential co-conspirators. He says there were none.
Norman Hall has the latest on another legal case involving the president-elect.
Eager to preserve Donald Trump's hush money conviction, prosecutors are suggesting various ways forward to keep the historic conviction on the books. The proposals include freezing the case until Trump is out of office, or agreeing that any future sentence wouldn't include jail time. Another idea, closing the case with a notation that acknowledges his conviction, but says that he was never sentenced and that his appeal wasn't resolved because of presidential immunity. The last option is adopted from what some states do when a criminal defendant dies after being convicted, but before appeals are exhausted. Trump is pressing for the case to be thrown out. I'm Norman Hall.
Israel says it's bombed more than 350 military sites in Syria over the past 2 days, targeting strategic weapons stockpiles. Meantime, Tia Goldenberg reports Israel's prime minister was in court.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took to the witness stand for the first time in his trial for alleged corruption. Netanyahu is accused of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in 3 separate cases. He denies wrongdoing.
This is AP News. Fortnite video game players may have some money coming their way, Ed Donahue explains.
The Federal Trade Commission says people tricked into buying what they didn't want from Fortnite maker Epic Games are now starting to receive refund checks. 2 years ago, Epic Games agreed to pay $520 million. The FTC said the video game giant used deceptive online design tactics to trick Fortnite players, including children, into unintentionally buying content based on the press of a single button. Players could be charged just by trying to wake the game from sleep mode. The FTC also accused Epic of blocking some users who disputed the charges from accessing the content they bought. More than 629,000 payments are going to eligible customers who submitted claims. The average refund is $114. Players can still apply for a refund. The deadline is January 10th. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.